You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
There's greatness in all of us, and Kimberly Renee is a firm believer that everyone should live in their own truth. As a certified motivational coach and speaker, she uses her platform to propel others towards wholeness, great relationships, and accomplishing their goals. Join Kimberly Renee for Tips of Life, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Join life coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. It's Man Cave Dialogue with life coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
It's amazing how you knock me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh. You kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know. I'd like to know.
The weekend is finally here, and I would like to welcome all our family and friends and guests to the Man Cave Dialogue Show here on Love Radio Network. I am your host, Eric Yarborough.
And I am your co-host, Cordero Ashton.
And we're coming to you live and thanking you for tuning in to share your time with us this morning. Family and friends, you can come in and join by calling 563-999-3519. We also could be reached at www.loveradionetwork24.com. Please subscribe, and then you can come on in and make comments to the show. Family, we would like to thank everyone for the continued support of Man Cave Dialogue. We have taken a little break, but we are back at it for our family and friends and listeners.
Woo!
Before I start, I'd like to give a happy birthday shout-out to Brother Eddie Parker. And also, I'd like to send my condolences to my buddy Glenn Brown and his family for losing his sister yesterday. Sorry to hear that, Brother Brown, but, you know, you and our prayers.
Yes.
Rego, I see you online. What's up, Reagan? Praying everyone as well. We would like to dedicate today's show to everyone who is going through it with their counterpart.
Jeez.
Our topic today will be a very interesting one, and we hope to help some of y'all out that's going through it. Cesar Leo,
woo-woo.
Our topic today is, if you are dating someone and they have all the qualities, but the sex isn't good.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Would you leave or would you stay?
Ooh.
You just started off, my brother.
Well, I'm married, so I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. It can only get better from wherever it is. But from my point of view, I would say being married that, you know, if the sex wasn't good, hopefully we could work on it. We could work on it and help each other. You know, I have my areas where, you know, I like and
hot spot.
Yes, buddy. Yes, buddy. That is nice. And she has her areas that, you know, she likes. So for me, I would say being married, I would just really try to work on the situations.
Hey. Hey. I ain't trying to hear that.
What?
Hey. Hey, fellas, you know, Facebook, I ain't trying to hear that. See, and it's good, you know, because we can go back and forth. So my thing is, C's, I think every man want to be pleased.
Yes, that is true.
And vice versa. Every woman want to be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
But if the sex ain't good, C's, I got to go.
But is it all?
It's different because you're married.
But it can also be what else can stimulate you. Is it just sex that stimulates you to get you riled up to that moment?
I need the fireworks.
But what do you, I'm saying, like, what do you need to get those fireworks started?
Ping, ping, ping. I understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
So if, you know, we do foreplay, that's part of the whole thing. But what is enough foreplay? Like, how far can you keep having foreplay and it's okay? I mean, that's where we at. See, like, at the end of the day, like, for women want the sausage.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I talked to
they
a couple.
They want the Vienna?
Some of them don't want the Vienna. If you got a Vienna, you better Vienna your way out the door.
No Viennas. What ladies like Vienna sausages?
Call in. 563-999-3519. Press 1. Say Vienna. You'll get through. Nah, but like I was saying, it's tough. Like, when you're married, I think it's best to figure it out. But a lot of single women, men, like, you know, you go through different things. Like, one point is, you know, you meet someone, you know, nowadays, like, I was just talking to Tracy this morning. She was like, that's one of her three questions.
Mm-hmm.
Package size.
Mm.
Like, you know, before, it really, you know, you want to know if people got a job, do they got kids, mm-hmm. and, like, their
credit
career.
School.
Yeah, career or whatever. But now it's like, you these days, it varies. It varies now because, like, if you're married, you know, sex is horrible. Other qualities have to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, like you were saying, you have to work on it. But
mm-hmm.
when you're not married,
you can do anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like,
stay.
So it's like, if it's not good, and that's another thing that a lot of people, if they have everything,
mm-hmm.
they usually cheat to find what they're missing.
Mm.
That's another thing. Like, a lot of people, couples, like, you get, so, perfect example, you're not getting attention at home,
mm-hmm.
but Joe Blow at work talks to you, mm-hmm. listens to you, go out to lunch to you, then right. y'all start building that relationship.
That's why I tell my wife on the everyday basis when she walks to that door, dang, you look good today. You look good.
Even when she looks busted?
Even when she looks busted. If she has a busted day. Even if she has a busted day.
I'm taking notes.
somebody said, who is this? Somebody said something about chemistry. Kiana Marshall?
Yeah.
Kiana Marshall said.
It's chemistry.
Chemistry.
Hey, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, state your name. And where you from? Facebook? You can't hear the caller, so we'll repeat the question. Caller.
Hello.
Caller,
how state
your name and where you from?
My name is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Good morning,
hey,
Tracy.
Tracy's on the line, everybody. Go ahead, Tracy. Did you say Vienna? Did you call and say Vienna?
The big girls like big toys. I don't mess with Vienna sausage. I got to have tabasca on my plate.
Oh, ooh. Man. Say that. What you just said?
What
big
kind of
girls. What was that? Because we're going to make a T-shirt out of that. Big girls.
Like big toys.
Big girls like big toys.
I need a big truck. You wouldn't see me driving no little 2-door car. I need a big truck.
Mm, no one need Mini Cooper.
So let's ask you.
And me personally, I don't believe in faking, because if we're in a relationship, I'm 58 and I'm not dead yet. It still works. But I'm going to be so bored and upset. That's going to make me want to go out and go find something else to finish the job.
Yeah, that's what I was just telling Siege, yep.
One of my first questions, and I'm not ashamed to ask, if I'm getting ready to get into somebody, I'm going to ask you what you got, what you packed. Mm. Because if it doesn't fit my numbers, it's a waste of your time and mine.
Mm. So it's not other ways that you can get pleased that satisfy you?
Yeah.
Oh, there's other ways, but like I said, that's what's that old saying? Adele said, it's like giving a whale a Tic Tac. What are he going to do with that?
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah.
Wow. Like giving a whale a Tic Tac.
That is
crazy.
We
ain't got nothing.
But
exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it's got to be. Got to be something in the package, because it won't work for me if it's not. And we have enough issues with men and women faking it as it is. It's a waste of my time. I done got all pretty, smelling good, everything feeling fine, and then I got I should have had a V8.
Or a cigarette.
Hey, now... I'm a smoker. If I don't smoke after, you know you ain't coming back. But it has to be something. You can be rich, because I love money, but I'm not going to stay with you. It's not going to work, because I'm never going to be happy.
Okay.
If they have
all the qualities and that quality is not meeting your standards, you out?
I'm out. That's why I inquired. That's one of my first few questions. I want to know what you got.
All right, Trace, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay, love you. Glad you're back.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right,
bye. So see, that's what I was telling you. Like it depends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, okay. I ain't like skinny guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if he messed with a thicker woman,
mm-hmm.
and he has that's what she was just saying. Like she's not no skinny person.
Mm-hmm.
That if he has a Vienna,
she need that Vin Rains.
She need baby boy
with Migs.
Nah, but I mean, it's like communication.
Right.
If communication is the key,
mm-hmm.
if you communicate and I mean, how can you communicate if the person was born like this?
Yeah.
Like, what can you tell them? Like,
right.
how
do you tell them? Like,
this ain't working. This ain't big enough.
Would you tell them the truth, or would you just leave them and without them knowing what's really going on?
That's a good question. Hey, Facebook people on, we asking people on, like, how would you tell them that for a man that his sausage is not big enough for you?
Or how could we as men tell a woman that
it's not working?
The knowledge that she's given
oh.
directly downstairs is not up to par.
But how would you tell her that? I mean,
practice with a banana. Melt that thing.
But that's a good question. It's like, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to communicate because the number one thing is men have egos.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fellas out there, I'm sorry I got to tell y'all, but we all have egos.
Mm-hmm.
We all think, oh, I beat that thing up. And she's
sitting
there.
But did you really?
Yeah, she's sitting there looking at you like, really? Really?
Right.
But, I mean, it's an ego thing. And it's important mm-hmm. for us as a society to start communicating. Because this is a topic that a lot of people are scared to talk about these days and age, mm-hmm. man.
Kim Clark said, I would tell him the truth.
Kim said she'll tell him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of women would say that, tell him the truth, but
mm-hmm.
how would you go about telling them?
Tiffany said, I have told someone.
And how did that work out? How did
that work out, Tiffany?
Tiffany, how did that work out? Tiffany, we're going to come back to you. See, we got another caller.
Okay.
Carla, state your name and where you from.
Kenya from Georgia.
Hey, Kenya, hey, we Kenya. Saw you on the feed. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
What you have to ask? I mean, add Vienna.
So for me, the Vienna, it doesn't matter because that don't apply to me in any category. But for me, it's the chemistry. And as you guys said, like, how do you tell someone that their sex game isn't up to par? You should be able to sit down and have that conversation as a grown adult. Hey,
mm-hmm.
this is what's going on. This is what I require. Is that something that you can achieve, or do we need to just sever ties and continue on?
But what if you caught up? So what if you have built a relationship with that person beforehand, and you have feelings? When feelings get involved, it's a lot harder to say, "Oh man, all right, maybe it's just as bad. Maybe it's a bad experience. Next time, oh, maybe it's a bad experience." How many chances do a person get to, I guess, dissatisfy you?
So for me, you get, I'm going to be honest, you get three chances. Three and it's it.
Damn, it's like tic-tac-toe, three in a row.
I'm just being honest. The first time, you know, I definitely, that's our trying to figure everything out. See how you move, see how I move, you know,
mm-hmm.
have a conversation after it. The second time, you know, I'm letting you know, hey, these are my pointers that I need. Any pointers that you need, bring them on so we can talk about it. And the third one, you know, that's us applying everything together, and that's it, because I ain't got the time to sit here and continue not enjoying myself for
mm-hmm.
what? That's a waste of my time. I could have just did it myself.
You want fire? You want fireworks? Nah, I understand. We definitely appreciate it. It's good to get, you know, everybody's opinion, and everyone has a different opinion. Tracy, she wants the sausage.
She wants the sausage.
She wants the sausage. You gotta go long sausage. That's what she wants. And you know, I think at the end of the day, and like we were saying, like if communicating, it's like, how can you communicate?
Mm-hmm.
People say let's communicate, but like I was telling you, everybody have egos.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, well, if you don't like it, somebody else like it. But what if he know that somebody else didn't like it, or that person didn't know somebody like it? Because no one ever said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kenya, thanks for the call. We got another caller, so we appreciate you calling.
You're welcome. Talk to y'all later.
All right, thank you. Have a good one. Caller, state your name and where you from. Caller, state your name and where you from.
Tiffany, can you
hear me? Hey, Tiff, what's going on? We can hear you.
Good morning.
Hi. I was so confused with
so
that.
So tell us how you communicated this. Let me and Steve know.
Here you go.
Oh,
wow.
You know, I want to know because,
important.
Like, I'm telling people, like,
don't
it's fight. An ego thing. So go ahead.
Well, men can have egos. I like a certain type of man. Of course, with the BDE, that's big dick energy. You know, it's not
Ooh.
Arrogance, it's confidence. But some guys have that, and they have mini meets. You can't have mini meets with big dick energy. You got to, of course, be confident. So I dated a guy that, you know, had the energy, you know, great job. Like, everything was good. But when it came down to that, eventually, he was lacking. And I'm like, yeah, this is not going to work. He's like, why? He's like, I'm about to tear that ass up. I said, you can't tear anything, not even a hole in paper. This doesn't work.
So if you said that,
I know my mouth can be treacherous, but you can't come off instantly as you about to rip holes through things and people, and you're not doing damage anywhere. You're not even causing paper cuts and babies. So, but I think he maybe never knew, because maybe his track record with people in the past was just like, I'm happy to have a man, versus like, you have to come strong when you come with me type thing. So I know what I like all around as far as character and personality and, of course, sex. You know, at a certain point, you know what you like. And me, I like sensuality. I like good stuff. And, you know, we can work with medium and greater. We're not going to work with mini meat.
So you're saying that if the person was average, the sex was average, you'd be okay with that?
No, we could have an average size penis and we can be creative, you know, like sex is not just insertion. It's not just penetration. It's a full on experience. You have your moments for quickies. You have your moments for long, drawn-out lovemaking sessions. And then you have your average time sessions where, like, it could get good, few positions, you call it a night, or, you know, knock somebody out or get up and go make them a sandwich because it was that good. But you can't, in my opinion, you can't do anything with mini meats. Like, what's left?
But okay, so
like,
I'm
you
glad
can't
you
drill
said
for
that.
Oil with a little backyard shovel. So,
yeah, I'm glad you said that, because, like, I was telling C's, some people, like, you're born this way. It's not like I can do push-ups to make it longer, or, you know, they had them commercials, 6 inches and something. Like, it's like something that you're born with. So it's nothing that you can, like, you can say, hey, what are we going to do? Like, something's got to give.
You can lose weight, because if you are heavier, you can change your diet also holistically, because that helps. Because bad sex is not only small penis, it's also impotence. And some guys don't want to hear that they're impotent. I had a relationship where I even, you know, let's change your diet. Let's work with this. And he was too young to be impotent, you know, and he didn't want to do that. So I can't do this because, you know, yeah, you can't be crunching carpet all day. Like, I like insertion as well. So you work with people, but if it doesn't work out, off the bat, mini meats are not working. But
so
if you have a nice size,
you
know, we can build up stamina. It's like running a marathon. It, eventually, to get to that point, you start with training sessions to, you know, running at certain paces for certain distances. So you can do the same thing with sex, but there are certain things that are definite no's.
Yeah, okay.
And you can also get penile implants the same way chicks are getting their breasts enlarged and butts enhanced. You can do the same thing for your penis.
Oh, man. What
is that?
Tiffany, you just woke up C's. You just woke up C's.
Hey, I need it.
You just woke them up.
Said, what? I've never heard of that before.
Hey, they do it for everybody else.
What'd she say?
What'd you say, Tiff?
I said, strippers do it. Not every stripper was born with a rope-long penis.
Wow.
Jeez.
I never knew that.
All right. Well, thanks, Tiff. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You gave me and C's a nice, we're smiling over here. If you've seen us on Facebook Live, we're smiling because Tiffany made us smile. Thank you, Tiff.
Yeah. Right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Jeez, I think we got another caller.
We got another call.
This is an interesting topic. Yeah. I think we're going to have a call. Hopefully we get some of the guys' point of view, because
like
we're getting a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
Caller, state your name and where you from.
Tina from North Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing this morning?
How are you?
We're doing good. Mm-hmm. You got a comment, question, concern?
I have a comment.
Okay.
So in my past relationship, I had this situation. Everything was check, check, check. Yes, yes, yes. And then, you know, instead of jumping into it, I waited. So I fell for this person. Then when the time came, it was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Wait a minute. But we had to get creative. So the good outweighs the bad. For me, I accepted it. Didn't last long. I did tell the person that wasn't it. You're missing something. So we got creative, and we made it work. So it's possible.
Are y'all still together?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just kick them to the curb. Kick them to the curb. Hey, so that's crazy. So
yeah,
Tina, quick question. So I guess your philosophy is if you were to test drove before you got too involved, you probably wouldn't ever went that far because you waited too long. And then, you know, your feelings was intact because it wasn't as easy as to go away, right?
Right.
And that's what I was just telling C's, like, when people build relationships, it's not as easy because, you know, you built that relationship and you got feelings for that person.
Yeah, you're more involved. You have feelings. Yeah. And they were serious feelings. It was a very serious relationship. But, you know, sometimes you want to put
a ring on it and you said no.
Say it again.
I said, don't tell me you wanted to put a ring on it, Tina, and you said no.
That answered everything,
Tina. Nah.
But,
we appreciate.
I mean, you know, it happens.
Nah, I know. It all happens.
A lot of people don't be honest, and they'll continue to go on with their relationship. They'll end up getting married, and that's how people end up not most of the time, but majority that divorces happen because they were never satisfied in the beginning. They always, they're always for them that moment, whatever, you know, some people do it just whatever they need to get out of it. Or just, I heard lately, people do, relationships, what do they call it, Eric?
Like what?
What kind of relationship is like a business relationship?
Yeah, because we talked about that last week.
Yeah,
some people said it's more important for me to have a business than because we went back and forth about a couple of things, Tina, and it was two women that said that they treat a relationship as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, because they were like, the love is going to go away. We might as well make sure we keep it as a business as well. How do you feel about that, Tina?
That is, how can you do that? I wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just asked because we was going back and forth, and I'm like, well, don't you have to fall for the person before you can make sure it's a bit? But they was like, well, the love is going to wear out. The sex is going to wear out. And,
no.
And the person that I am, I said, I just go to the gas station and get one of them pills.
You
got to
keep it interesting. That thing make it a little spicy. Don't let it fall.
Yo, shoot, if my teeth falling out, you know, I mean, we be all right.
Don't get all right. We be
all
right.
Huh?
I said, you can get some more.
Yeah, you're right.
Teeth might be better.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks, Tina. Thanks for calling and sharing your comments. We appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right. All right. Hey, everybody online. We're going to take a break in about a minute and a half. We want some guys' point of view.
Yeah.
Guys, stop being scared, man.
Yeah.
Don't be scared, man.
Yeah.
Call in. My brothers, Dolan, Rob, Rennell. Yo, where my boys at? Yo, all D-Love, everybody that's online. We need some fellas to call in and say your opinion. The women, they don't care.
No,
they telling y'all that if you ain't bringing it, go look in the bathroom. When you use the bathroom, take a look down there. They say if you ain't bringing it, you might as well just zipping that thing back up and go back on home.
They need that Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, so Phil, you out there. I know you out there. My boy Sincere, I know y'all out there. Chime in, man, because the ladies are coming hard and they're not playing. Also, I don't need everybody to go www.loveradio24.com, you know, register so you can, you know, get updates for every time we have a show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And, fellas, we need to hear from y'all.
Yes.
Call in. We'll be right back. Thank you.
It's Ladies Night each and every Thursday on loveradionetwork.com. Tune in at 7 o'clock with Kimberly Renee for her show, Kiss of Life, at 7:30, Simone Hurt, with A Single Woman's Love. 8 o'clock p.m., Tanya Maynard with Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Then at 8:30, it's the Gospel Express with Nina Taylor. Join us each and every Thursday for Ladies Night on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Join Life Coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. It's Man Cave Dialogue with Life Coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Dr. Charles Dean presents The Bridge, Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. You'll never know what might happen on The Bridge between just living and purpose. Join Dr. Charles Dean for The Bridge, Tuesdays, 8:30 p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Everybody online, we're back once again. I need everybody to go on to www.loveradionetwork24.com and, you know, register so you can know every time we're doing the show. Gives you an update. You can place your comments. I think since the ladies are coming out strong and, you know, it's the man cave, I think we might have to step up because I think the fellas, you know, they're scared out here, man. Don't be scared.
Right, right.
So, I'll go first.
Okay.
And I'll let you know how I feel.
Okay.
I was going down that route.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we start having calls. So for me, as a, you know, you want to meet someone. Everybody wants to meet this ideal person. They got to have certain things, requirements, this and that. But at the end of the day, you need someone to stimulate both heads. You know what I mean? You want to be happy. You want to stimulate here and down there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to stimulate here and then you get in the bedroom and somebody's sleeping and then they be like, oh, it's you, you know? So I just think that we go down, everybody say communicate. I don't think, like, how much more can we communicate? And I know you saying, you know, you married, it's important. It's different, I think, as when you married and when you're not married, you know? So I think for me personally, you know, I would leave. I would never hesitate.
Being single? Huh? And married?
I probably wouldn't get that far, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't get that far because at the end of the day, it's like, why am I going to marry you if, you know, things not stimulating?
Mm-hmm.
You're not stimulating me orally or when we having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I mean, what can I do? What can I do, C's?
Hit the dough.
I'm being honest. It's the business. We doing business. Is that important? I mean, for me personally, that's not as important. And like we was talking that day when we had a little round table, me, you, Tia and Nicole, big shout out to those ladies because they both had different standpoints on everything. It's good to have four different people and four different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So we all had different standpoints. So, but for me as a male, it's like what's important to me. What's important to me, you know? And I know people hate that word. Is a sloppy toppy important to me? You know, is penetration important? Like you got to fill out like what's important. What's your or what aroused you? Like you were saying earlier. You know, what's important?
Right. Let me go.
Yeah. Go ahead.
For me. I would say it's more of the chemistry thing because when I was single, you know, I was never out there just sleeping. I was always looking for somebody to meet my qualities, you know, and, you know, and get to know them. Then when I met my wife, those qualities were met.
I thought you were going to say they went out the door. My bad.
Those qualities were met. So it was more, and I, at that point in my life, I was like, you know what? It's always different, always meeting somebody, and we do it, and they gone, or I leave, they leave. So this time around, it was like, you know, I'm going to do it different. I'm going to get a different type of intimacy. intimacy as far as, you know, doing different things, museums and all that kind of stuff. And that's, you know, we call that shit.
Yeah.
And that made things, that wasn't your idea. Man, that wasn't your idea.
But for real, that wasn't
come walk the dog. Got this big guy walking this little ass dog for 5 pounds.
I don't have no little dog. I told her, I ain't getting a little dog. We ain't getting a little chihuahua.
But yeah, but that wasn't my thing. But it made the intimacy better when we got to that level to have sex. When we got to that level to do it, it made it better for both of us. So we came in, it came in at a different level, I would say.
So it was important. You thought after everything you went through, it was important for you to try something different.
Mm-hmm. It was important for me to try something different.
And it worked for you.
It worked for me.
It ain't working for me. Hey, everybody out there, that shit ain't working for me. Just sit on the table, lay down. It can't. You can't.
It can.
Yeah, I mean,
it depends on you.
It depends. I'm about to say it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the person. It definitely
mm-hmm.
depends on the person. So,
yeah,
it definitely depends on the person, man. Oh, somebody said something online.
Visual therapy would be suggested.
Visual therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I understand that. I understand, yeah. They write on that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that nowadays, and it's nothing against, no one's listening. I mean, everyone out there listening, just that sex is like it happens often, and it's not like as like back in the day. We used to play. I know all my people from, you know, Asbury Park. We used to be in the B Way in the Village. We used to play run, catch, and hump.
Run, catch, and hump.
Yeah, because we was young back in the day. You hump the best looking girl. You'd be like, yo, you see who I hump? Now it's like, yo, people just getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
They just getting it in. Like, boop, boop. All right, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, boop. It's like
mm-hmm.
you're saying, bye. It's
mm-hmm.
like it's like a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is becoming like a sport.
Mm-hmm.
You got 31 teams. And you want to try 30. No, for real. I mean, that's probably not the best analogy, but, I mean, it is. It's,
mm-hmm.
Sex is becoming a lot easier than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that.
I think it's probably now, and women are being, I would say, more vocal.
They're like, I want you
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that time with this Eatons and that girl told me that she and you looked at me like, what the hell?
What? She just came up to you like that.
I know. We both were shocked. We
right.
like, we looked at each other.
How
like,
did it make you feel? Because it's mostly us who do that.
Oh, my dick got hard. Sorry. Sorry.
Lord have mercy.
Sorry.
Raven in there.
Because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
There's something different. If,
mm-hmm.
if it's stuff that's different, it's, you know, like,
yeah.
like they were saying, stuff different turns
mm-hmm.
you on, like
right.
Tiffany was just saying.
Right.
You got to try to do different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that we were just standing there. We were at the bar, and the girl, me, looked at it. I was like, "Oh shoot!"
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said, "Sees, I gotta go,
mm-hmm.
gotta go." But I mean,
you left me.
I did. My bad. You got home safe.
I did. Uber wasn't out then.
You're right. Hey, take the keys. Take the truck keys. But so we talked about. I think another one on this list that I did some stuff on. It says find out if your partner is unhappy too.
Mm-hmm.
That is important. If both of you and your partner are unhappy, you may be able to work with each other to improve. So what if one person is not happy? Like, what if you say, hey, I'm happy, but she's not happy, or vice versa?
I would find out what is making her happy. What would make her
so
happy?
So your wife comes to you and says,
mm-hmm.
honey,
mm-hmm.
I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm. I say, okay,
sit down.
Let's sit down, talk about it. What's not making you happy? What's not making you happy? How can we change things? How can I work on whatever it is, and we work together on what's not making you happy?
Hey, you're not happy? She said she was happy, so I'm going to go see she. No, but that's a guy's ego problem. That's mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. So mm-hmm. the guy, like, if no one never tells him, mm-hmm. and someone tells him, he's like, man, I've been doing this. So I'm 43. I've been doing this 43 years, mm-hmm. and this and that. You're not gonna please everybody.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to tell you,
mm-mm.
everybody, you're not gonna please them. You know,
everybody's
what I mean?
Different.
Yeah, everybody's body's different.
Mm-hmm.
You can touch me on my forehead. You can touch this person right here. You can touch this person in the stomach. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that we got to put in account. So,
mm-hmm. and I think it's good to learn your bodies. Learn your bodies.
Yo, if you don't know your body by now, you ain't gonna never know your body, man. Well, I'm saying for me, I'm 43,
mm-hmm.
and if you in the 40s and you don't know your body, I'm going to pray for you.
Mm.
What happened? Somebody must have put a comment down. What the comment say, C's? So we going through communication about what you like. We did that. Take control in the bedroom. That was another thing that I wanted to talk about, C's.
Taking control in the bedroom.
Taking control. Take control. When the sex is mediocre, you have to be able to ask yourself if you're part of the issue too. This doesn't mean getting down on yourself. Instead, ask yourself if you're willing to change some things in order to work on improvement. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Take control.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get down on yourself.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like I just said, if you don't like it, somebody like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what if I'm married? How that's gonna work?
Mm. But being married, I know some things that I need to work on. Probably lose some weight.
I mean, hey, your wife happy along with small stitch work.
Right.
She ain't complaining yet.
No, I ain't.
Hey, my Facebook people, y'all can see this online. If it ain't do like this, C's, you might have a problem, C. you might be getting these papers delivered to you.
Mm-hmm. But taking control, you got to be careful on taking control though, because your other significant other will probably be like, well, what you doing? This new, you ain't never did this before.
Oh, so you might get accused
of seeing somebody else, but you want to try something different. If you ain't never brought it to the table, so do you let everything out from the beginning?
Let the dog out,
right? Of what you like. Do you let
you got to let the people explore. I think you got to let them explore.
But we're ever evolving. We're ever evolving.
Yeah, you can't tell them everything.
Yeah. You might want to do something different.
But then you accuse them
of doing something with somebody else.
But then after you finish the next morning.
Would you?
Game Clark said, what do you mean by take control?
So take control means like Caesar was saying, do different things.
Mm-hmm.
If you do different things in the bedroom, like you never been aggressive,
mm-hmm.
you grab her,
mm-hmm.
throw her down,
put some Tims on.
Oh, yeah, come in the bedroom with this Tims on, nothing else. And say, I'm about to kick that. But, I mean, it's just like Steve was saying, you got to do some different things in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
If things wasn't... Because it's a lot of people out there that's listening right now, and their relationship
mm-hmm.
is like, what was that movie? Left, Right, Humpback with Tommy Davidson. That he just was like basic. They do the same thing, same mm-hmm. thing, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got to explore a little bit. Go mm-hmm. on the balcony, get it in.
Yeah, that's nice.
See, my birthday.
I like it. That's the one.
Driving a car, you know, y'all had a nice dinner, mm-hmm. unzipping his pants,
ooh.
Ladies. You know, just make sure he can touch the gas pedal and the brake. We don't want no problems. But I just think that men and women, we have to be more open and honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's our number one problem. I think that's a problem with me for real. And I was just saying this, not to get off the subject, that if I treat my relationships the way I do my kids, I'd have been mm-hmm. married by now.
Mm-hmm.
And I something's wrong, and I gotta look in the mirror. It's me, you know. At the end of the day, I can't blame nobody else. So I use that to say, you can't blame nobody else. Everybody, you know. At the end of the day, You gotta be able and willing to change. If you're not able and willing to change, nothing will ever change. Always remember that. So let's see. See, so we talk about being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I got number five. It says, understand that no one is bad at sex.
Mm-hmm.
The first few times you have sex with a new partner, it might be a little uncomfortable, and understandably so. After all, you each have your previous experience. So that's another thing. That's mm-hmm. why I'm saying it's no bad sex, because what if you meet that monster, rah, like me, and then you meet somebody that's all laid back, and then you're like, damn, he don't do this. You're comparing experiences. You know.
He ain't do it like Jamal did.
Yeah, Jamal, yo. That's what she's saying in the back of her head. You know what Jamal did? Dang. Jamal, he grabbed me, threw me. You just want to lay down. I mean, for real. That's how, mm-hmm. I mean, and that's why I'm saying that it's nobody that's bad sex. It's just that when you had that, you know, you had that great experience.
Barbara said sex can be bad. Sorry. Don't agree. LOL.
Okay. I mean, we can't. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not that it can't be bad,
mm-hmm.
but we always compare Barbara to the great ones that
mm-hmm.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara, I know someone was cuddling with you. And we ain't gonna talk about that. You know, you never hit me back, but that's on another topic. We'll talk about that another
one.
If you can be friends with someone and just cuddle with the mm-hmm. others, if a guy and a girl could just cuddle in the bed without doing it, that's another show topic though.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let me know. Don't send me no comment, Barbara. So, but I just think that understanding that, you know, you had that great experience, you're always going to compare all the other experiences to it. She must have said something.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, I know. See? But my thing was, at the end of the day, I'm not saying that it's bad, that you're comparing it to that fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like a dud. Like, don't you know how you... Go ahead, Steve.
Tiffany said, I'm not cuddling with friends. I'm not cuddling with friends. Someone I'm dating, yes.
But what if someone's staying at your house? They're going to sleep on the couch?
They probably will.
Hey, Tiffany, that's another subject. That was, you know, me and Barbara talked because she came over. Thank you for the bracelets. Barbara makes bracelets. Barbara, if you could put your web page into the comments, we'll read it out. Because me and EJ have bracelets. She made some for Max. She made some for Tanya for the Deltas. She made some for Rakan. She made some from Terry, all of us. If you could put your web page in, we'll, you know, shout you out for that. We appreciate that. But I just think that, when you have that great experience, it's tough going back, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, everybody be like, you compare them. It's comparing. It's not. So I should change it. Understanding that no one is bad at sex. I understand once you have the great sex, all the other sex is bad. Let me change that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you had that girl that do that thing to you and your toes curl, and you hit that high note, you ain't even know you hit that high note. Ain't no going back.
Ooh.
Yeah, it ain't no going back. It ain't no going back.
But what if she crazy?
That's the ones that do it.
What if she crazy?
Big shout out to all the crazy girls out there. We love you. I love you. I don't know about Steve. He said you crazy.
I can't love
you
no more.
I love y'all, man. Mm-mm. You still love them, though? You still love them?
I'll hear the stories. I'll listen to the stories.
I'm trying to tell you. So, hey, it's a lot of callers in a queue. We just got to text. You got to press one if you want to get through. Hope that's my brothers. Press one.
Come on, gentlemen.
There's a lot of y'all in the queue, and we got about another, we wrap up about another seven, eight minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steve's number six. I got bring effort back into your relationship.
Yeah. Bring effort back into your relationship, especially if you're married, because we get comfortable when you're married. When you're married, you get comfortable. So you always have to, for me, we try to keep the spark of like when we dated, when we dated, but it's hard now because before COVID hit, we were going out once a month. Once a month, she pick a spot. The next month, I pick a spot, and we would date, you know, continue to date. Like last night, we went out.
Oh, yeah, I did?
Mm-hmm. We went to Olive Garden.
Oh, okay.
And it was nice.
You didn't bring me no breadsticks.
No, I didn't. I'm damn. Sorry. She ate them all.
Dang, you ate them all the breadsticks? Jeez, you got a salad. I want the breadsticks.
Yeah.
Nah, that's important, though, because mm-hmm. I think that was my issue in my past relationships that, you know, I did a lot of things that, you know, we didn't date. Like, you know, we just had a new baby, and it was tough with, like, dating. And my problem was, and I heard about it, like, I do everything else but didn't make her a priority.
Mm.
And, you know, and you sit back and think, you know, I do all charity work. I do this. I do the stuff with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
We never, like, really went on dates.
Mm.
So that's, you know, that was my problem. And, you know, I take full responsibility, you know. Sometimes, like I said, you know, you got to be a man and you got to look at yourself in the mirror. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you can't keep blaming everybody.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because, you know, at first I'm blaming everybody. Oh, she crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's just going crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're getting, I'm 43 now, and you can't blame everybody. You know, we blame everybody for everything. So I just think that fellas out there, all my married brothers that's in relationships, you know, please bring effort back in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the relationship, keep it, you mm-hmm. know, because right now it's bad to be out here single. It's COVID out here. After COVID.
That's funny, but.
It's bad for people that are single.
Yeah.
So COVID is messing everything up, man.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you the toys prices are going up, just like the lumber and everything.
You should buy
else.
A stock in toys.
Oh, man. That's another subject.
Right now, we should have did that in the beginning.
Yo, we should have thought about that. C's, man. Dang.
Is it too late?
Or batteries.
Batteries. Oh, yeah.
Batteries.
But now they got Bluetooth toys.
You got ones that just charge. Oh, they just charge. Charge one. DJ.
What the world?
DJ. Hey, everybody. Oh, DJ, yeah. Get here and teach a man C's about what? Toys. DJ's 15. He's telling man C's about toys.
What the
hey,
world?
Stay off Instagram. But give me your account. Give me your phone. You canceled. Your phone's canceled.
You're going in the phone jail.
Yeah. You're going to jail, son. You're going to jail. Yo, he did the same thing to Barbara the other day. Barbara was over here.
Uh-huh.
He told Barbara something. Barbara said, EJ, how old are you? I forgot what they was talking about.
The who?
It's sapiosexual. It's like if you get aroused off of their mind.
You get aroused off of people's mind.
Yeah, I like they're smart. Like what they think about.
Because they're smart.
Aroused. Is so what is it called? That a stimulation.
Yeah. So is that a turn on? Is that a turn on?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I think that's a turn on.
That's
yeah. So yeah, him and Barbara was talking about
that's
that.
A sexy.
Huh?
That's sexy. I like that.
See, that's the problem. See, that's the problem.
Mental stimulation.
Mental.
Yeah. Would that be considered mental stimulation?
Yeah.
You know, somebody get aroused by what they talk about.
Hey, some people said, oh, we have a caller. Caller, come on in because we got a couple more minutes, then we got to get to closing. Caller, state your name and where you from, please.
I'm Cindy. I'm from North Carolina.
Hey, how you doing?
Cindy.
Hi, great morning. I have a question. Maybe you guys can help me. What if you're in this partnership with this wonderful guy, but you feel like you have a more advanced sexual experience than he does, and you don't want to seem like you are kind of dominating him in the male-female, you know, dynamic sexually? What do you do then?
I would tell him.
But that's the ego thing, see?
Just tell him?
You think so?
Nah, I think it's an ego thing. I think... Mm. Well, you do your opinion, and I do my opinion.
Okay, you go first.
So I think, like, so you're saying that you want the sex more than he does, or that you're more aggressive in the bedroom?
Well, I would say...
Both.
I'm sexually free, but he has some limited experiences. And so, yeah, I would like to have more things than he might want.
So I think it's important probably not to, I mean,
I mean, if y'all got that relationship, if you have a good relationship, y'all been dating for a while, you can tell them. But I would think that you would give them hints to try to explore or show them or grab them and do things to them. I mean, it's some guys don't mind, you know, but I think if you feel comfortable and y'all got that relationship, I mean, you could tell them and say, hey, you know, let's not go, like, in the bedroom today. Let's go on a car. You know, you want to do different right. things. You want to be free. So go ahead, Steve.
I was going to ask, what is it you want?
Oh, man. What do you want? You want your hair pulled? You want a little roughness?
I would say, yeah, all of that. I feel like if you're sexually free, then you uh-huh. should be able to explore each other 100%, and there shouldn't be any limits. But when you get to a limit, we do have to have some dialogue. But I feel like when the woman is the one who is more sexually free than the man, sometimes mm-hmm. it's offensive to the man, or he can't. His ego may not be able to handle it. And especially if you're still really new. You don't want to just run him away if he thinks that you're going to dominate it.
Okay. Well, I would say if y'all have an open your relationship, like you feel comfortable talking to him about it, just start off slow with slow stuff. Like, but you can't tell them what you want. I get, can you tell him, like, I want you to pull my hair tonight.
You can just grab his hand
and put his head on the hair or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe let's try something different. What'd she say?
Don't tell him, just show him?
Yeah, show him the way, yeah.
In the middle of
interesting.
It.
Interesting,
like,
okay.
Yeah, and okay. you know, and call us back next week and let us know how that worked out.
I'm definitely calling back. I don't want to, you know, oftentimes women have to kind of minimize themselves and their needs.
Nah, be you. Be you.
The
new day and age, guys want girls that's open, free, ready. That's what I just said. Like,
some men are scared, though.
No. Yo, we driving and you're unzipping. Hey, I'm going to sit back. I just hope I can press the gas and the brake. That's all I'm saying.
But you still got those men who don't want women to take charge.
But hey, but that's some guys. But if she show him and doing stuff, he might be okay with it.
And if he's not okay with it,
she should know. You would know if he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm. So somebody says, get him relaxed and go into town. Go to town and blow his mind.
Oh, don't do that. Jeez. Yeah, you might.
Well,
you might.
I did already threaten to kind of do that.
That's why you need to break him in now. Okay, yeah, I knew it was something. Yeah.
What happened? I missed it.
Okay. Tina put it on him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, so now that's why she in trouble now.
So he backed off when you put it on him?
No.
No, I said that in our conversation when I felt like I was just being very implicit about what I wanted and he was being very reserved. And I thought, and I said out loud, oh, my God, I think I'm going to blow your mind or I'm going to turn you out. Because our thoughts about this are so, like, on different extremes. Like, he's very conservative and has very little experience. And I've been married and I've had another boyfriend that kind of was totally sexually free. So
give me that King Jeffy Joe.
So.
Hey. He was that dog. He was a dog.
Yeah. He was, but it
yeah,
was
well, I know. I said that earlier. You can't go back. You can't go back, Tina. You can't go back. Once you had that dog, you can't go back to basic. You can't.
Someone said, tell him what you want. Be specific.
All right, Tina, we got to get ready to close up. Definitely call us back next week. We'll, you know, we got to get ready to close up. It's about our time is up. Thanks for calling in, Tina.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. See, I guess I just do a closing because, you know, we're going over the time. So time flies when we're having fun.
Jesus. Already.
So in closing, some relationships can have almost everything going for them. Mutual attraction, good communication, well-matched personalities, but somehow still manage to be at duds in the bedroom.
Mm.
How well partners are matched sexually relies on the various factors, and those can change constantly for no real reason. Relax, ladies and gentlemen. Bad sex is almost fixable, especially when it's with someone you really like as long as you're both honest and on the same page. Bear in mind, though, that sex is a crucial part of any relationship. It doesn't have to be a deal breaker for your relationship. Yes. So thanks again for tuning in to Man Cave. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. So if it isn't love, why do we feel this way? We'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, everybody.